When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, November 21st. Carnival Cruise Lines has emphasized the importance of appropriate attire in different ports of call around the Caribbean and to be mindful of local laws in various countries. This comes after an incident on Carnival Venezia's Southern Caribbean cruise where a guest was escorted by police in Barbados back to the ship for wearing camouflage clothing, a prohibited attire in several Caribbean nations. Carnival stated that guidelines are always communicated through the onboard fun times and different announcements by the cruise director. The line stresses the importance of respecting local dress codes to avoid such incidents. And it's not looking good for the up-and-coming residents at Sea Market. The acquisition of the former AIDA ship by another cruise line now presents a setback for the startup Life at Sea Cruises, operated by Murray Cruises, who had hoped to purchase the same ship that was just purchased by another cruise line, the AIDA Aura. Now, this missed opportunity led to the delay of Life at Sea's launch, a common issue these days with many residential cruise startups. But they're not the only ones having trouble producing a ship. Storylines, another startup, ambitiously plans to build a new cruise ship despite skepticism and financial challenges. It scheduled its launch now to late 2026. Both companies have already taken in millions of dollars with no ship to show. Now, the World Residences at Sea, that's a residence cruise ship that launched in 2002, is the only notable exception in this story. And a rare menu from Titanic's first class restaurant dating back to April 11th of 1912 was auctioned off in a UK auction for $101,600. Yeah, this menu was part of a larger auction that included other Titanic memorabilia such as a pocket watch and a deck blanket. The pocket watch, which belonged to a Russian immigrant who perished in the disaster, fetched for $118,700. The menu's origin, traced to a Canadian historian's collection discovered accidentally in a photo album dating back to 1960s. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Monday. Carnival Corporation flat 14.79, Royal Caribbean up 1.8%, 105.54, and Norwegian up 2%, 14.93. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Tuesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.